The Right to Repair, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. As the 2019 harvest wrapped up in Idaho, the second best in history, by the way, farmers still faced a serious obstacle. They still do not have the right to repair their broken-down machinery. With 12 states passing right to repair legislation, momentum is swinging back to the farmer's side. Farmer Andrew Mickelson of Roberts advocates the right to repair in Idaho and says the situation is improving.
There were several meetings where the manufacturers came out. The manufacturers are concerned about it. I think they're willing to meet some middle ground there, and they're just worried that legislation is going to go through that's going to twist their hand.
When something goes wrong on Mickelson's farm, there's an annoying in-cab alarm that alerts the driver of any number of problems, everything from oil pressure to faulty hydraulics.
Luckily, it shows us all these different codes we might have and whether it's still active right now and how many times it's happened. But a lot of times when we click into these codes, it says tracks control communication fault. It tells us nothing about what sensor might be wrong, whether it's something that just restart the tractor. It just says there's some problem somewhere.
Not only is right to repair a problem on Mickelson's farm, but everywhere. 12 states have right to repair legislation now. Mickelson says it's time to act in Idaho.
We have to go spend that $100, $200, $300 to get the dealer to come out and to tell us, oh, this little $40 piece right here is what's wrong.
And somehow that seems wrong. Ag Information Network of the West.